Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bison Video Blog. Along with Jeff Kolpak, I'm Dom Izzo. We're up to number two on our breakthrough guys to watch for North Dakota State football in 2017. This guy easily could have been number one, at least in my mind. He had a dynamite spring, including getting all over Twitter with a couple of his hits that he had on the Bison offensive line. Now defensive tackle after moving from the outside to the inside from Germantown, Wisconsin. It's Cole Karch, Kolpak. This is a guy that Bison fans have been talking about for quite a bit since obviously what he did during spring football.
KRCZ. It's not Cars and not Car. It's Karch. Get used to that name. He only played four games last year because of an injury. Mm-hmm. Had one tackle. And again, so why, Dom and Jeff, do you think this guy is going to be a breakthrough player? It's all about the physical ability again and the agility. Here's
a guy who's projecting, Kolpak. That's what you're doing. You're projecting.
We're trying to be great projecting minds. But he started on the outside, so it shows you he has that speed and athleticism to really maybe speed rush from the outside. But his growth. He's what, 263, probably going to be up to 270 by.
Look what he did to Tanner Volson there.
Right there. Yeah. He just blew him up. Yeah. Tanner had a hard time getting up off the ground, and so that's 53 now. That number has done well in the past.
He also pancaked Austin Kuhnert in a coach's tape that got a ton of traffic on social media. This guy, I thought, was the MVP of the Bison defense during spring football. And I know, Jeff, they don't tackle anymore, and they didn't even tackle during the spring game. But his size, his athleticism, his quickness, you were talking about it in our last segment with Derek Tuscan. When the Bison were dominant during that run of five titles, and I know we say it was so long ago, but they were able to rotate guys. Here's a guy that can spell maybe an Aaron Steidel or spell a Grant Morgan. If you have him next to Nate Tangway or maybe even spell Tangway, holy cow. He's got all the physical tools. It's up to him now to obviously make it happen. He's got all the physical tools to be really, really good.
Well, like we said about Greg Menard, when it comes to Nate Tangway, he cannot be on the field 90% of the times. It's just too much of a pounding to take on the body. Steidel, all those guys, to play every play or play most of the plays is just not realistic if you want to be successful for the long run. Now, before Jamar Cain left, the assistant coach left for California, now at Fresno State, he said, look out for this guy. Yeah. He came from so far back in his development and has learned the system so well. He goes, this guy is all put together, ready to make a difference.
Another sophomore, Kolpak, another third-year sophomore. He redshirted in 15, played sparingly, as you mentioned.
This class better make a difference because we're certainly pumping them up.
We are pumping them up pretty good. But this is a guy who was, I think, set to really make a difference on the field and then got hurt at the end of 2016 after playing, you mentioned, just four games, and then he had to have surgery and miss the end of the season. And that's where I think the 2016 team was really tripped up. You mentioned it, that Steidel had to play a lot. Once Tangway got hurt, then you're playing guys like Grant Morgan, who wasn't used to playing a ton of reps, that they just, I don't know if they ran out of gas, but they need that depth in that middle spot. And I think this guy can certainly provide that.
Oh, we just saw it. I think he passes the eyeball test.
You got that right.
When you look
right.
at that, the way he moves, the way he could run, the way he could spin move, and then added some power to his game since he's been here, I think it's all ready to go and put together.
You look also for what Nick Gaizer gets to work with, and Gaizer obviously being a Wisconsin guy is pretty high on Karch, and he has been since he got on campus. That if they have that disruption in the middle and you get a healthy Tangway back, man, the Bison defensive line, I know we were talking about in our last segment with what you got on the outside, and you get DeLuca back in the linebacker spot, the Bison defense is a shot, again, to be very, very good in 2017.
If all that works,
if
all that works and comes together, I think this defense has the potential to be the best ever.
Really?
Potentially. Well, you have the best player in the FCS in DeLuca.
I agree with you.
Tangway is going to be a bona fide pro prospect.
I agree with you there, too.
You have some experience around him.
Menard's pretty good, All-American at the defensive end spot.
And if you get these guys like Karch, if you get these up-and-comers to really provide some depth there, that's tough to beat.
You remember that 2011 team, although the first championship team, Kolpak, who were the standouts on defense then? It was Travis Beck, Carlton Littlejohn. You had those two up front, Kyle Emanuel starting to play out there.
Cole
on the
Jerick,
outside. But on the young guys, it was those three. You look at it with Littlejohn and Beck and Emanuel, all younger guys that were starting to make, and Dudzik on the back end, they were starting to make difference that, I don't know, it's unfair to compare any of these guys we're talking about to those guys, but they've got at least the prototype to say we could be very good again, and led by number 53 there, wearing old Kyle Emanuel's jersey number. Cole Karch coming in at number two on our breakthrough guys to watch for 2017.